I'll make do. It's good to be here today. Today's the day that God has made, and really happy after such a long week to be able to be here with everyone and be able to worship and fellowship and just hear what God has for us today. So as everyone knows, we've been involved in Operation Christmas Child as a church, and this coming week is going to be Thanksgiving. So the topic of today's message is, what does it mean to live thankfully? It's something that we all take time to reflect on this time of year, to remind us not just on Thanksgiving Day, but every day, what living thankfully means and what it looks like. So the main passage for today is from Ephesians chapter 5. 15 to 21, and I will read that for us. So it says, look carefully, then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand that the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. Addressing one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing, and making melody to the Lord with your heart. Giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. So there's quite a lot to unpack in that passage, but the part that we're going to focus on is verse 20 that says that giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ. That's a very impactful verse, and we're going to kind of examine that today. So what Paul is communicating here to the Ephesian church is that times are pretty desperate. And when we look around today, we can realize the same. There's an abundance of hopeless people out there that are searching for God that we know and that we give thanks to. But there's a lot of people that are without that hope as of right now. In that verse, Paul says that the days are evil and that time is running out, right? So as much as we have to be thankful for, one of those things is the time that we have. We're not guaranteed any amount of set time, only God knows how much time any of us will have, and that's something to give thanks for. Paul also gets into what it means to live thankfully when times are desperate and when people are hopeless, and why that's important. So, to answer that question, why is it so important to live thankfully, right? So I believe that we are blessed for purpose beyond being able to meet our own needs, but to have the needs of others met, and in that have God be glorified. So the key word in that is blessed, and we're going to come back around to that. It'll be a reoccurring theme in a couple of other scriptures that we'll talk about today. But remember that. We are blessed for a purpose, and that purpose is beyond us. So there are a lot of components that can be attributed to what it means to live thankfully, what that looks like. And we can break those down any which way we want. That's what I know a lot of us will be doing this week as we approach Thanksgiving. But when, for the purposes of today, we'll be examining them through two different perspectives. So perspective of gratitude and the exact opposite of that, ingratitude. So gratitude, as it's defined, is the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation and to return kindness. And I have two pictures I want to paint two people that, you know, I think we all know pretty well from the Bible that really illustrate these two different perspectives on what life is. So, first person is, he's not named, but in Mark chapter 10, there's the story of the rich young ruler. So here's a guy who is successful. He's obviously rich. He's succeeded in pretty much everything he's done in life. And he comes to Jesus with one question. What is it going to take for him to gain eternal life? The one thing that he's missing, even though he has all of these things. So just reading from verses 21 to 22, Jesus looks at him lovingly and says, you lack one thing. Go, sell all that you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And then come and follow me. And surprisingly, this man is disheartened by the saying, so he went away sorrowfully, for he had many possessions. So, just looking back at this first part of the story, we're looking at a guy that has everything, right? He has success. But where did that come from? He has riches. Where did that come from? One thing that in examining ourselves for Thanksgiving and what it means to live thankfully is to always remember that God is the one that provides us with that success and with all the provision. The mistake, you could say, or the thing that the rich young ruler was actually missing in his pursuit of eternal life was thankfulness to God for everything that he had. He couldn't bring himself to give that up, to follow God ultimately. And following God is how we achieve eternal life. Him not being able to do that, it illustrates that he attributes the success and his riches, whatever stature he had, to himself, as if it did not come from God in the first place. So, again, oftentimes we forget that we need to give God the thanks that he deserves, and that he deserves it all. So, as I talked about in the previous slide, two perspectives. The perspective that the rich young ruler lacks gave him an attitude of ingratitude, which is not being thankful. He had no readiness to show appreciation, and with everything he had, he didn't have it in his heart to show kindness by giving away to the poor. He walked away disheartened. So I have a verse here. It's 1 Corinthians 1:4. It says, I always thank my God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. And what that verse in Corinthians illustrates is that, go to the next slide. Or no, stay right here. Stay right here. What the verse in Corinthians illustrates is that living thankfully is a two-way street. It's not just all about giving up everything that you have or everything that you own just for the sake of giving it up. One thing that we get in return is a blessing from God. So when you live thankfully, it's about both giving but also receiving the blessings that God bestows on us for doing that. And as I said again, being blessed, blessing would be a theme, would come up again. Here it is again. And in 1 Corinthians, the blessing that we get comes from the example of how even God, he's the king of everything, the creator of the universe. He lives thankfully. He gave his son that died. And through that sacrifice, and through God's grace, we're able to achieve eternal life. That's what's given through Christ Jesus. So because God gave to us, we're blessed with the ultimate gift, we're blessed with the thing that the rich ruler was looking for. Mark 10, 25 to 27 is the end of that story. So this is after the rich guy, he's walked away from Jesus and his disciples. And it says this: it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. And they are exceedingly astonished. They were exceedingly astonished, the disciples. And he said to him, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man it is impossible, but with God, for all things are possible." A big theme that came to me this past week when preparing for this message was just that we don't have it in us on our own power to come with a thankful heart, an attitude that displays gratitude for everything that God has done for us. That's why here at the end of this verse, God says it's impossible. We could have everything there is to give, but when it comes down to it, if we don't have God's Spirit, if we don't have the Holy Spirit, we won't be able to live thankfully. That's what the end of this story tells us. However, the rich young ruler was not he's not the only perspective we're looking at here. So what does it look like to live thankfully? This guy is everything it does not look like, but there's another guy and there's another perspective that we need to look at. So moving on, Job, the opposite of a rich young ruler. They have a lot of similarities. They were both very rich, very blessed. They didn't want for anything. But the difference is when push came to shove, the rich ruler walked away from God. Whereas Job, we all know the story of Job. He lost his family. He lost his business. He lost everything he owned, his riches. His friends turned on him. His wife, only person he really had left, told him to curse God and die. And we know that it was all a test for Job. God showing that Job, no matter what he was put through, would not curse him and die. And in that, Job shows that even in the worst of times, God is worthy of being thanked. And I don't know what kinds of things we've all gone through this year. We've all gone through rough patches. As it said in Ephesians that I read at the beginning, the days are evil, and time is running out. And there are a lot of lows that we have day to day and each year. But as we approach Thanksgiving, we have another opportunity to come together as a family, as a church family, with our extended families. And despite all the lows we've had, we can look at the example that Job set and still be thankful. So again, this highlights our main verse, which is Ephesians 5:20. Giving thanks always and for everything, even if everything is nothing, even if everything means suffering. Giving thanks to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Job's grateful perspective, regardless of how his situation changed from being way up at the top to being lower than low, he continued to openly acknowledge and give thanks to God in all things. Still refused to curse God and die. there's a verse that goes along with the story of Job that I wanted to look at. I think it's really important. I think it really helped me as I was preparing for this message, thinking about, you know, what am I thankful for? I'm about to give a message on what it means to be thankful. Am I thankful for anything, myself? 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16 to 18. So it says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So I promised you guys that being blessed and receiving blessings would be a theme that went along with being thankful. And we see here that when we live thankfully, just like Job, we receive blessings because it's God's will. It's God's will for our lives to, as it says in Thessalonians, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God, Christ Jesus in you. God's will is something that we need to be in line with. No matter how hard that gets, God has the ultimate plan for all of our lives. And when we're obedient to his calling, you know, if we go to him and we ask, how do we achieve eternal life? And he asks us to give up what we have and follow him. If we choose to follow him, we're open and willing to give up what we have, knowing that there's nothing we did to earn or deserve it for ourselves in the first place. He blesses us for that. It shows that when we live thankfully, we live with that perspective of gratitude and thanks to God. It shows you that it's a two-way street. That's something that we can use that example to give to other people. We can bless the lives of other people that we encounter every day. But it has to be through obedience. So, four things that I want to take away from all of this. So what does it look like? So these are the things that I came up with that I really wanted to share with everyone. One requires a godly perspective, one that transcends our own motives. Now, if we're motivated by what we can achieve, the success we have, whether it's in our job or even in something that's seemingly good natured, if we're doing something for ourselves, our motives aren't in the right place. You know, our heart isn't in the right place. And even though we may achieve all that we set out to achieve, every goal, we'll still be just as hopeless as the Ephesians and the church Paul is speaking to in his letter were, because the times are dark. Two, living thankfully requires celebrating in the midst of sacrifice and great loss. You know, when we choose to pick up our cross and follow the example that Jesus has set for our lives, I believe it's incumbent for all of us to know that that's going to come with our fair share of bumps and lumps along the way. We've all been there, we've all experienced it. And even in those times, you know, it's easy to, you know, come up with excuses, play the blame game. It's super easy, especially in the position that Job was in, to curse God and die. But we're supposed to be thankful in all things. You know, the way I thought about it was, if God called us to be thankful in most things, most of the time, I believe the rich young ruler from our first story in Mark, he wouldn't have had a problem following Jesus if he knew he didn't have to sacrifice anything for it. It would just be another notch on his belt of successes. So just remembering that living thankfully is going to require us to continue to give thanks in the midst of our lowest moment. Three, recognizing that God is the one that supplies us with every reason to give thanks in the first place. I don't know about you guys, but sometimes it's hard on a daily basis to really just sit down and reflect on everything that you have and all that really means to you. I don't know if as a culture or even here, you know, in the church, we do that enough and then share that with each other. But that's what Thanksgiving is about. Giving thanks for the provision that God has given us throughout the year, throughout the week, throughout the day, for our entire lives. And you know, we have an opportunity to do that. We also have an opportunity to bless the lives of others. I mentioned, you know, we're involved in the middle of Operation Christmas Child right now. And you know, the goal of this is coming together. And this giving, it allows us to exemplify what living thankfully is. And in doing so, we could bless the lives of a lot of people out there, a lot of kids all around the world. And that's really, it's really awesome. And then at the end of that, realize that this opportunity to be a blessing comes from God in the first place. And that in following his calling to do that, we are obedient and we can be blessed in prayer as well. Four, my last point here is that our thanks cannot be made conditional to God. Our thanks can't be made conditional because as 1 Corinthians said, God's love isn't conditional. God first exemplified what it means for us to live thankfully by giving all that he had, all that he was, dying for our sins and paving the way for us to achieve eternal life. It's the greatest gift that anyone could ever give. And none of us can give that. But we can all take it. We can all receive it because Jesus died for that exactly. 100% unconditional. It's free. And when we live thankfully, we need to live with that same attitude and that same perspective. So, just kind of closing up here, I have a verse from 1 Chronicles. It's 1 Chronicles 16, verse 34. It says, to give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his love endures forever. I want this to be kind of a challenge for us, not just for this week because it's Thanksgiving or because we're doing Operation Christmas Child and Christmas is coming up just over a month, but because God calls us to live thankfully for all that he's done in our lives, and we need to be obedient to that calling. To be able to share that blessing that he's given us to everyone that's out there, or even people that are in here that are feeling down, that are feeling hopeless. That's what we need to do. This verse in 1 Chronicles personally reminds me that God is good, and since his love endures forever, it doesn't just endure yesterday or for today or for tomorrow, it endures forever. And there is no limit on how thankful we need to be for that. So give thanks always and for everything. When we respond to the Lord out of gratitude, we see the world differently, enabling us to live in the way that God intended. So my prayer today is just that, you know, this Matthew prayed opening up, that you know, we just be recharged, being here, being able to fellowship together, that we go out this week, enjoy Thanksgiving with our families, giving thanks to God for all that he has provided, all that he continues to provide, even if it doesn't seem like he's providing at all. It's his will, and I pray that and we'll be obedient to that, and then that we'll be able to bless the lives of others. So this is my message today, and hope we can walk away